6 months ago...
Relative time.
What else? We noticed something unusual moving through the time continuum. An unlicensed time capsule. We've been monitoring its movements ever since.
How can this be? All time travel is controlled and regulated. Only the races we authorize can travel in time.
And then only for the right price.
The pilot of this capsule has already disrupted our plans for a takeover of the planet Mondas via the Master in Oxford.
And the report of his meddling in the affairs of Nelson and Napoleon on Mondas is complete. He shows scant regard for the established timelines.
This disturbs me. We cannot have unregulated access to time. Our monopoly is threatened.
His movements are being tracked and his activities catalogued. Our operatives are currently monitoring his actions.
We need to find out what exactly he is before he damages the delicate balance of cause and effect in the universe.
The cause and effect we protect.
For the right price.
Of course.
What do you suggest we do, sir?
I'm intrigued.
I can't imagine what kind of creature would dare travel in time without our permission.
We've tested him, teased him out of the timelines and out into the open. We've seen what he's capable of. Now we will eliminate the threat.
We will handle the conference personally.
Good. Time is money, and time is our business.
What's that noise?
It's the TARDIS, pulling itself apart from the sounds of it. Come on, it's just up here.
Don't go up there! The box is bringing down the sky!
Don't worry, I'm a university lecturer. I know about these things.
It's the end of the world! It's the end of everything!
Oh well, obviously I didn't sound reassuring. I have to work on that.
Tom! It's like it's stretching away from us. It's going to bring those buildings down right on top of us.
It looks like it's pulling the fabric of reality apart.
Right, what can we do?
Don't really know. The Doctor's the expert and he's vanished goodness knows where.
Then it's up to us.
Bernie, you don't have to come. This isn't your problem.
No, I don't, but I am. I've seen some crazy things today, but I don't think I'm full up yet.
Thank you.
Well, what are you standing around for? We've got to get inside.
Inside? That's madness. We don't know what's going on in there.
There's only one way to find out. Come on.
Well, here goes. Hey, what's troubling you? Oh my goodness. What's happening here? Bernie, help me.
Oh, this can't be possible. The TARDIS is resisting the pull of the tractor beam.
That can't be right. No mere TARDIS can generate that kind of holding force on its own.
I know, but that's what's happening. Just look at these readings.
That's unbelievable. But its pilot has already been removed from the time stream. He shouldn't be able to resist like this.
Won't be able to for much longer. Those forces will tear it apart.
Ooh, that's definitely not first-class travel. I feel like a used tea bag ready for the bin. Squeezed out and rather crumpled. Ugh. Now, where am I then? Right, there's a floor, but... no walls. Oh, brilliant. A featureless void! Not very imaginative. Can I have my ball back, please? Oh, I'm on the back foot again. Familiar yet unfamiliar. Oh, I'm getting used to this. I wish Tom were here. Hope he remembers not to answer any phones. Come out and show yourselves!
We've been avoiding each other, but no matter which universe we're in, your methods are always the same. Underhanded, super sneaky, I know you lot anywhere.
You have a lot to say, and yet very little that's worthwhile.
You should save your energy. You will need it.
Ha! Disembodied voices. Ooh, spooky. You don't scare me. I'm not...
We expect you to answer our questions.
Carefully, precisely.
Or more... Got you. Good. Shall we begin?
Who are you?
Oh, good. Yes, easy one to begin with. But before we cover that, don't you think I could possibly have a chair, please? All this standing up is tiring, and as you probably know, I've had a very long morning. And I hate to ask again, but I've lost my bouncy ball as well, and...
Who are you?
Repetition. My turn with the topic of the moment. Questions. You don't play just a minute, then. Ironic, seeing as we have all the time in the world outside time as we are.
We will not warn you again. Answer the question.
Who are you?
I'm the Doctor.
That's better. Cooperation costs you very little.
That remains to be seen.
What are you?
The same as yourselves, if I'm not very much mistaken.
That is not possible.
And yet we all know it's true. Fascinating, isn't it?
We are Lords of Time.
You are something different.
Oh, you're not so different to the Time Lords I know, snatching people out of time, creating paradoxes just to get my attention. Oh yes, don't think I didn't know. You engineered that whole situation in Cambridge and maneuvered me right into place. Right where you wanted me, wasn't it? I could see your finger in the pie from the very beginning. I'm not some pretty puppet who dances to your tune.
That's enough!
Oh yes, I forgot about the zzzz for a moment.
You aren't one of us.
I'm no one.
All Time Lords are accounted for. What?
Oh, yes, they would be, wouldn't they? Clocked in, ticked against the name, marked present. Smith, yes, sir. Bell's gone, time to get in. I was always the one on the wrong side of the queue, outside when the others were inside, bringing in a packed lunch, staring at the stars, daydreaming when everyone else stared time straight in the face.
We warned you, Doctor.
Answer succinctly, and you can spare yourself this pain.
As I said, I'm no one here. I'm alone, cut off. I'm stuck somewhere I don't understand. Outside my universe, a Time Lord adrift. Oh, tired of all this.
A Time Lord outside your universe?
Oh, you haven't got it yet, have you? Come on, keep up. Perhaps I should spell it out for you. I'm not from round here.
You were warned, Doctor. Explain how you arrived here.
Slipped in from another universe, sliding between dimensions like a sock in a tumble dryer. Oh, that analogy doesn't quite work, does it? Never mind. How much of my brain are you frying, I wonder?
That explains the twists in time and space we monitored. Yes, it's all beginning to make sense now.
Oh, I'm so glad I could make things a little clearer for you. Now that's done, I'll be on my way. Just drop me off at St. Sed's, will you, in time for breakfast, if you don't mind. Then I can take a punt down the cam from there back to Trinity Street.
No, Doctor. We haven't quite finished our little chat yet.
Oh, really? I think we have. Yes, I must be off now. Goodbye.
There is no way to escape to, Doctor.
You are outside of time and space.
Alone in a universe in which you yourself have admitted you don't belong.
And so?
Who will miss you?
Okay, I can close the doors, but that's about it. Poor old thing, what's happening to you?
What the hell?
Oh, yeah, the TARDIS. I'd forgotten you hadn't seen inside it before. It's all relative dimensions, so the Doctor tells me. You okay?
It's freaky. A bit scary and a bit cool.
Yeah, that's about right. Oh, nothing's working. Oh, I wish I'd paid more attention to what the Doctor was doing.
We need to break this down logically. Start with what we do know, and then work towards understanding what we don't.
Well, I know the door control and the scanner.
And
that's all.
Well, we've got somewhere to start then. Can you try the scanner?
Okay.
Oh, it just shows what's outside. That's no help at all.
Please state the nature of the medical emergency. No, just kidding.
Is this thing working? No. Hang on, I'll just change the resolution. Back in a jiffy.
Doctor?
Now, no doubt you're currently wondering how I'm here. Well, I'm not. Not really. I'm a hologram. You've probably realised that by now. You're a clever chap. I've had my suspicion something odd was going on. All those phone calls, the jumps in technology. So you see, I've popped back while you're having breakfast. We're being watched, tested, and if you're hearing this, then I've been taken. Taken through time and space. Tom, this is very important. I hope you're taking notes with your notebook from your satchel.
Cheek. I can remember simple instructions.
I've got a pen.
Now don't start making a fuss. Just do as I say. Stand at the console just next to where I am. Panel 5. Power switches, all the blue ones on the top row. Power down everything, and I mean everything, even the tea urn. That way they won't get you too. Now, don't worry, I'm going to be trying to get back to you. Meanwhile, keep yourself safe. It's the least I can do. Power the TARDIS right down. Even if I can't get back, I can make sure you're alright.
I knew it. He's been acting oddly for ages. I wish he'd confided in me.
I think he just did, Tom.
No, I'm not giving up on him, despite his weird behaviour the last couple of days. He should know me better than that by now. A while ago, he risked everything to come and find me when I was taken away. He saved me from my brainwashed life in Oxford. I'm not about to let him face whatever he's facing on his own.
Okay, then what are you going to do?
It's impossible for me to give up on him. Therefore, it's impossible for me to power down the TARDIS. If powering down will draw all the attention from us and keep them from taking us as well, then we power down. But if we want to get where the doctor is... Oh, yes!
What are you going to do?
The only way to get to the doctor. Now, turn off everything, and then we turn it back on, at full power. That way they'll really notice us. These are the controls he mentioned.
We've lost the time trace of that TARDIS.
How can that be?
The occupant is trying to hide the time ship from our detectors. We're not registering any disturbance in the time field, so it obviously hasn't moved.
Then what do we do?
Our orders are clear. That TARDIS has to be brought to Gallifrey. Increase the power to the time grapple. Soon as there is the slightest ripple on the Bokka scale, we'll scoop it up.
But any more will overload the circuits.
I'll do it. More power! Bring that ship home.
Are you sure this is going to work?
No, I'm not sure at all. But I'm doing it anyway. Right, 3, 2, 1, maximum power!
I don't think that worked. Or does it always do this?
Oh, just like my driving test. An elementary error. I'm trying to pull away without releasing the handbrake. Okay, here goes.
Now, if I'm right and this is the Matrix, couldn't you conjure up something more imaginative than a void? Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot for a moment, you're Time Lords! So you've got all the imagination of a hippopotamus on a dull grey Tuesday afternoon in February at Hull Zoo. I wonder if Hull has a zoo. Must find out, or else that doesn't make any sense. Oh, and where's my bowl?
This prattling doesn't fool us.
And booming voices don't scare me! Can't we do this face to face? I'm not a big threat to you, you know.
That's still to be ascertained.
Ooh, now this is an improvement. Robed figures. How utterly predictable. 3, 2, 1. Ugh, as was that.
In time, you will learn to behave in our presence.
Really? How much time have you got?
Time is our business.
And time is money.
Oh, I see. No, really, I do. Time is our business. Oh, that's good. I like what you did there.
You destabilize time in dangerous ways.
After what I saw in Cambridge, that's rich.
You challenge our monopoly over time itself.
Who, me and my rackety, unreliable, terribly old but ever so endearing TARDIS? Oh, I think you're overestimating my importance just a tad.
You could damage the delicate balance of cause and effect we protect for our clients. Your presence has caused a ripple that even the smaller races have detected. That is a threat.
Oh, marvellous. I've been in this universe for the temporal equivalent of the blink of an eye, and I'm already considered a threat. That's fast work, even by my standards.
You're a rogue element. Our clients pay us highly for keeping the balance tipped in their favour.
In case you haven't noticed, it's a big old universe out there. It's full of menaces just waiting to upturn that balance. I'm no bigger a threat to you than any of them.
Oh, but you are. You've already proven that.
So you have been watching me then? That entire business in Cambridge?
Before Cambridge, since Oxford. Unregulated access to time is a threat. You can tip the balance in ways we can't predict.
I just do what I think is right. I make a stand for the little people against oppression and totalitarianism. I give them all the right to choose, encourage them to stand up against creatures like you sitting here proclaiming from on high about keeping things how they should be. You've lost sight of your responsibilities to the universe. Time is a delicate web. You can't just keep the status quo for the races that pay you enough. Time belongs to everyone in this universe. It's not for you to monopolize for the minority, for your shareholders.
Who are you to comment on our ethics?
You don't even belong here, and yet you dare to tell us how to behave.
It's about time someone dared.
This is our universe. We make the rules. We decide who has access to time technology.
We set the agenda on 1,000 worlds, and you stand up and say someone should dare stand up against us?
Just who do you think you are?
An eventualities expert. One little man that's got you running scared. The marginal variable that will break down your monopoly.
Enough! Stop this now! The CEO wants him alive.
Oh, hello. There you are.
I don't think I can take much more.
I can't last much longer.
I hope you're right.
Oh, are you all right?
Yeah, no bones broken, but... well, I've got a big bruise on my dignity.
Oh, good. It's not usually like that, thank goodness. Sometimes it's quite gentle, even with the doctor at the controls.
I'm glad to hear it. Where are we?
Good question. There's only one way to find out. Doesn't really tell us a great deal, does it?
Looks like some kind of holding bay, perhaps. I don't think they want us to go too far.
Yeah, you're probably right. However, I'm not in the mood for standing around waiting. We've got to find the doctor. He must be out there somewhere.
You'd better open the doors then.
Okay, here goes. Oh, not much to see.
You're right. What a disappointing start to my intergalactic travels.
Start?
Are you sure we've travelled all that far? This could be a warehouse on the Clifton Road Industrial Estate.
Oh yeah? You should see this, Bernie.
Oh my! It's so alien. So orange. Wow, it's another world. Tom, it's orange.
I think you said it pretty well. Mind you, orange isn't so strange. Seems to come up a fair bit. But if you look over there, silver trees. Now silver, that's not as common out here as you'd think.
I warned you not to go too far. The CEO wants him alive and unharmed. He's important to the future, as far as we can ascertain at any rate.
But he's willful.
Uncooperative.
Not everything can be broken by your cack-handed techniques. If the doctor can't be coerced by force, then we will have to try a more subtle approach.
Our methods have worked before.
This doctor isn't like the others we'll send you. Certainly none of them stand as much pain as he does. Usually they quake and break, but he withstood everything you threw at him. He's not scared of us, not even of our reputation.
He wasn't even intimidated.
Then we need to demonstrate just how much power we possess. Win him over with words, persuasion, not threats of violence. I shall handle this myself. You are both dismissed.
But
you can't do this.
I suggest you leave now, or else you'll join the judges in the endless ever-present.
You wouldn't.
Are you willing to put that to the test? I thought not. Get out! Now it's time we gave the Doctor the full sales pitch. Bring him here.
Come on, Bernie. We can't stand around here admiring the view all day.
You're right. So how do we get out of here, then?
I've had a look at the door, but it's a bit complex.
It's just a standard coded entry system. Looks like the one Sir Clive had on his safe.
How do you know about that? More about being kicked out of Harvard?
No. He was always forgetting the combination, so I used to help him break in. This one should be pretty easy.
I hope you're right.
Come on, come on.
We don't stand a chance.
Just needs a little more... What? Usually works with our computers.
Let me try.
Oh yes, because your history degree makes you far more qualified than me for this kind of thing.
Hey, at least I finished my degree. All of them, out of the way.
No. I'll do it.
What?
Welcome to Gallifrey, Professor Stern.
Defascon! I don't believe it! How did you... Gallifrey?
I admire your brevity, Professor. To answer, yes, it is I, Defascon. And how I work here on Gallifrey, the home of the Time Lords.
You work here? You didn't think to mention that little fact last time we met?
It was expedient at that time not to mention it.
You know him, Tom.
Oh, yes. This is Count Defascon, or at least that's what he was calling himself when we met him in London at the turn of the century. He didn't mention he was a Time Lord then, though.
And you are?
I'm Bernadette Adams, from Cambridge.
From the corrupted timeline? Oh no! Did you bring her here?
Yes. Hang on. You knew about the changes to time.
Indeed, Professor Sterling. I was hoping to find the Doctor here.
So were we.
He's not with you?
No, he vanished. I think he was abducted, but I can't be sure. The TARDIS was brought here with some kind of beam, and I was hoping we'd find him here somewhere.
I don't like the sound of that. He should be here. This really isn't good.
You think?
You two, come with me. I think some further investigation is called for.
Of course, this is only a small fraction of our facilities. From the time labs here, we're able to manipulate the subtle threads of the web of time, creating new courses and patterns for our investors.
It's all rather awe-inspiring. Even my Time Lords didn't operate on such a magnificently massive scale. Massive rooms, but they didn't bother using the technology for anything so impressive.
We're glad you approved, Doctor. Not many people experience this tour.
From what you were saying earlier, I thought you Time Lords operated an open door policy. Let anyone pop their heads round for a visit.
Yes, but only for those with the right credentials, shall we say.
References from the highest sources? I'm not entirely convinced that your operating policies tie in with my own personal beliefs. Some of your working practices seem a little bit... brutal, shall we say.
Doctor, once again, I can only apologise for the... over-enthusiasm of my staff.
That over-enthusiasm nearly did me in.
But really, this is what we wanted you to see. The time engines at work. You're clearly judging us, Doctor, but you need to understand we're working for the good of time, the universe over.
This is the Drognoi Shepra point in Sector 32.
Yes, the Primitar cluster. Wait, that's where I...
Indeed, Doctor. Your entry point into our universe. For some time, this point has been subject to fluctuations in the time continuum. The fluctuations affect the planets clustered around the Drognoi Shepra point, making this a dangerous place for navigation.
Naturally, that's affected the development of the species in that sector, limiting their contact with other species and planets.
Maybe they prefer to develop at their own rate, hmm?
Quite possibly, but we felt we should intervene.
After all, it's not their fault. Their sector lies on a time fault.
And despite what I said earlier, Doctor, this is one area in which you do have a concern.
I do?
These fluctuations are not a natural phenomena. there was a trigger.
Of course. The time well through which I came to be here. It threw me clear before I could check, but the distortion could have spread several hundred years in either direction.
Oh, thousands. So we have set up time stations around the Drognoid Shepra point. Here and here, which as you can see are straightening the time flows in this area.
In time, the whole of the Primitar cluster will be open to navigation, thus opening up the sector to transport ships that currently avoid the area.
Impressive. No, actually, that really is impressive. The Time Lords I knew would never use their power for schemes like that, not to fix my messes.
Although we may, from time to time, seek vast sums of currency for our help, those are the funds which help us create the schemes that benefit the universe in more philanthropic, small-scale ways.
Hands-on Time Lords working for the good of all. It's all I ever wanted. I tried to tell them time and again to make a stand for something, to do the right thing, but they decided I was out of line with the old ways. Conduct unbecoming of Time Lord, they said at my trial. Both of them.
We couldn't agree more, Doctor. Our whole business ethos is built on that tenet.
I thought time was money, or did I mishear? I was under some pressure at the time, and my ears aren't what they once were. Thank goodness.
We tread a very careful line between universal investment and offering a variety of services for our client base. We're not lofty beings that sit outside time, observing, watching, never interfering. We're proactive. We maximise the reconstructionist profits of our more expeditious clients for the good of lesser races.
I see. Or rather, I will see when I work out what that last sentence meant. But I do like the cut and thrust of your business ethic. No. Let's keep the simulation playing for a while. When do you predict the sector will be back to normal?
Yes, thank you, Guard Commander. I think I can take it from here.
Are you sure, sir? My orders were...
I know very well what your orders were. Now I'm ordering you to leave us alone. Thank you, Guard Commander.
As you command, sir.
Thank you. Just making sure we're really alone.
Clockwise.
I wonder what he's up to.
I don't trust this guy. We just have to keep an eye on him. Learn as much as we can.
Yes. For the moment, he's the best ally we've got.
My apologies. I have to be sure we're not being watched. Security is tight round here.
So I see. Is that for our protection? Or are you hiding something?
Everyone here has something to hide.
Yeah, just why were you so disappointed the Doctor wasn't with us?
So blunt, Professor. We'll come to that presently.
No, we'll come to that now. If you can't help us, we'll go and find him ourselves.
Easy, Tom.
I would like to find him very much too, but we have to play this very carefully. How far do you think you'd get? You and Miss Adams don't exactly fit in here.
Oh, for goodness sake, this is getting us nowhere. All I've done the last few days is try and make sense of things that make no sense at all. Aliens who live in phone lines, shape-changing CEOs. Why won't someone give me a straight answer?
And you could start by telling us what you're hiding, Devascon.
What do you mean?
Oh, it's obvious. Every time Tom mentions the Doctor, there's a little flicker of excitement in your eyes. Excitement and fear. I play a mean game of poker. Now, what's got you rattled?
Touché. I'm very much afraid I'm being kept in the dark by the other members of the Board of Time Lords. Well, maybe not all of them. I think that there's a faction of directors attempting to overthrow the CEO who want me out of the way while they stage their coup.
Interesting. History really does repeat itself in the same old patterns.
That one's played out again and again since the dawn of government.
Although I could do without the dungeon, rats and guillotine this time.
But don't you see? This could very well mean the death of the governance of time.
Oh, come on. No one has that power.
Who do you think manipulated time to create the corrupt situation in Cambridge and unleash the pattern on your world? We wield tremendous powers. The technology here can alter the flow of time on a thousand worlds, or adjust a nanoseconds event in an atom somewhere on one of a million possible moments.
So, the gods do have a sense of humour. Except that they are actually alien beings manipulating the clocks. Might explain why I never got any overtime.
very impressive, but it doesn't explain anything. How do we fit into any of this?
The Doctor is the key to this, Tom. Help me find him and enlist his help, and we can stop this coup and save the balance tipping too far forward in one direction.
You what?
With your help, we can save the future. Every future.
This is all fascinating. With this, I imagine you could divert the delicate free flow of discrete time particles and manipulate the fabric of space-time, bending it like golden syrup around a teaspoon before drizzling it on the porridge of the multiverse.
Your language is florid, but the theory is sound. Currently, however, we don't quite have the knowledge to leap forward into physical real-time modelling.
The whole theory is undergoing constant evaluation, experiment, and theoretical testing.
If only we had someone with the practical know-how to make it all work.
Well, I hardly like to mention it, but I have had extensive experience in that field, in a very practical, squashy kind of way.
You, Doctor? Really?
Well, yes. I've been down that proverbial temporal plug hole. It's how I ended up here, remember?
Why, yes, of course. So you have.
I think you'd be hard-pushed to find someone with more expertise in this particular field, in this particular universe.
Then, my dear Doctor, I think we're in a position to make you a very profitable proposition.
This doesn't feel right, Tom.
I know, but right now this is our best chance at finding some answers.
Will they be what you want to hear, though?
Oh, dear, dear, dear. It's worse than I anticipated.
Have you found the Doctor?
In a manner of speaking, my sources confirm he was placed with the board's most notorious correction squad, Directors Beato and Archaea. Following treatment with them, he's been seen on a tour with the Vice President and Director Churlam.
What kind of tour?
Of the Time Lab facilities.
Why would he be interested in them?
They've got some very interesting projects going on down there. Let me see. If we can scan through the security channels, we may be able to access the Time Lab feed. Bear with me.
The Doctor? He's not working with them, is he?
Ooh, he might be. That makes sense of his weird behaviour the last few days.
Yes! Here. The Time Lab.
A proposition, eh? Just what can you offer me?
Oh, it would be a mutual arrangement, Doctor. We both get what we want.
And what is it I want?
To go home, of course.
Oh, yes. That.
Doctor, we have a unique opportunity here. We offer you the technology and the capability to create a new time well. You have the necessary theoretical know-how to make it work. We could find your own home universe using your TARDIS, and we can send you home, back to where you belong.
Home? I'd given up all hope.
You, after all, are the only person to have been through one. You could easily do it again. Join us, and we could make it happen for you, Doctor. You're an outsider here. Always will be. Take the chance to take the trip back to where you truly belong. And, as you say, we could bring some great improvements to the Gallifrey you know.
Well, it's true to say I haven't felt quite as at home here as I would have liked. This universe confuses me and trips me up. Really, what do I owe to it or its people? I want to go back to the old certainties, where I understand how things work, and my knowledge is valued, not belittled by jumped-up associate university professors who think corduroy is cool, or wild woodhouse would-bees. Yes. Yes, I want to go home. I accept your proposition.
Congratulations, Doctor. Welcome to the team.
I accept your proposition.
Congratulations, Doctor. Welcome to the team.
It's just as I feared. The Vice President needs the Doctor on his side, with his knowledge in harness with the full technological capability down there in the Time Lands. There will be nothing to stop the Time Lords creating their very own Time World, giving them the capability of moving from universe to universe until they control time throughout the whole of the multiverse.
We don't know anything for sure, Tom. This could be a simulation or something. Real-time modelling. You have that, right?
I assure you, this is no fabrication of mine. What you saw is what's happening in the labs right now.
No, Bernie. You saw him. He's willing to trade the whole of the universe and beyond just so he can go home. He said he wanted to. He was determined to find a way after the rise of the Cybermen. Now he's found it, and he's going to use it.
I'm very much afraid you're right.
He's selling out the entire universe just to get back home, and selling me out with it. To Vascon, Bernie, we're going on the attack, and I'm gonna stop him any way I can.